Sisters and brothers, what does it mean to trust one's own body? In what sense is it our direct connection to the infinite? Condensed, this is the message and model Prince gives to us, that we have a direct connection to the infinite through it, and so need no other authority but it, because it leads us to love, from which we all start, to which we all go. So nothing is more important. The true laws of our moral nature are sensuous, which explains our common longing for good fellowship and why Prince is a bridge between us, a key to negotiating the differences we may believe exist between us and how to get to it. True, this is like saying that the earth beneath our feet, the air we breathe, the sugar we taste on our tongues are bridges between us. In being commonly composed of all these things, along with song and dance and harmonizing, in sync with the energy of the earth, we are one. But the question of trusting one's own body is made complicated by its experience of the abusiveness of class, which leaves its imprint on it, its resulting rage in it from the pressure of coercion. And so the question of our direct route to love through our bodies is intentionally made difficult in classic power style by tossing tons of diversions in our way to the truth, to love. This is part political stratagem and part reenactment of the power guy's own early childhood trauma. The objective for those who presume to rule us is to supplant, or more accurately, extinguish the infinite in us, its effect of stimulating our continuous and so uncontrollable growth, in order to lead us to love's extinction, to hate, and so to our unconscious endorsement of the regime of moral evil, to use Proudhon's very useful concept. Power's abusiveness leaves a dent from its kick that stings in us so long, it can cover up and even smother love's song. A blow delivered when we're too young to even begin to understand it, before we have the resources to place it before our minds as an object of thought, see it round, and begin to do something about it. To address a problem, we have to know what it really is. We have to understand where it comes from, why it was done to us, who benefits, who would want to separate us from ourselves and everyone else. We, who come from love, who would do that? Why would they?